Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very thorny issue which has become a hot subject of debate these days is the fact that Islam grants the husband the absolute right to beat his wife. Now, before we study this issue in its proper perspective, it is important to realize the fact that Islam says that the basic building block of a society is the family. And for the smooth functioning of the family, it is essential that it should be organized under a head. The Quran says because of certain abilities and certain capabilities, it is the man who has been entrusted or the husband who has been entrusted with the responsibility of being the head of the family. Now, for the smooth functioning of the family, it is essential that a wife adopts a harmonious and obedient attitude to the husband. And the fact of the matter is that in this regard, the Quran says, فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتُ. Pious wives are those who are obedient to their husbands. So therefore, a wife should adopt a very harmonious attitude to her husband. Now, there may arise circumstances in which a wife stands up and starts to challenge the authority of the husband. And in this regard, the Quran has laid down a complete procedure in order to preserve the family setup and in order to circumvent or to stop the wife from challenging the authority of the husband. The Quran says, وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعِزُوهُنَّ وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَزَاجِعِ وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ. As for those from whom you fear rebellion, of course the reference is to the wife, admonish them first, and next refuse to share their beds, and even if this does not remedy the situation, punish them. So the Quran has outlined a complete procedure in this regard and has said that if a wife starts to challenge the authority, and when we say challenge the authority, the Quran has used the word nushuz. Anything less than this does not in any way merit this procedure to be adopted. Like, for example, simple cases of disobedience would not merit that this procedure would be adopted. This is to be adopted only and only when a wife starts to challenge the authority of the husband. So therefore it is said that in order to deal with such a wife, a husband should adopt a procedure which consists of three steps. And of course, enough time should elapse on each step before the next step is adopted. The first of these steps is, as the Quran says, فَعِزُوهُنَّ, that a husband should try to convince his wife that adopting such an attitude is actually disrupting the whole family setup, and she should cease to adopt this attitude. And of course, ample time should pass on this. And if this does not make her leave her ways, and she does not mend her ways, then the Quran says, وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَزَاجِ, that such a wife should be left alone, and no intimate sexual relation should be established with her. Again, this is an expression of distaste on the part of the husband to tell her that what she is doing is actually disrupting the whole family setup. And again, ample time should pass on this stage also. And it is expected that after these first two stages, many of the wives would mend their ways and, of course, would give up this attitude of rebellion that they have adopted. And the Quran says that even if these two stages or these two measures is not instrumental, they are not instrumental in stopping a wife from becoming rebellious, then a husband can adopt the third option, and which according to the Quran is وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ. A husband can punish his wife, which in other words means that he should correct her on this rebellious attitude, and this correction should be much like the correction of a teacher regarding his or her students, or the correction of a father regarding the children. And the Prophet himself has said that if such a situation arises, then he should not punish his wife in a matter which leaves any sign of wound on her. And the words are, ضَرْبًا غَيْرَ مُبَرِّهًا. So therefore, it should be understood that this procedure is to be adopted only and only when a wife starts to challenge the authority of the husband. And again, all these three steps which have been mentioned in this verse, enough time should elapse on each of these stages. Also important is the fact that any adoption of such a procedure never becomes obligatory. For example, the options which are mentioned in this verse, they never become obligatory. They have to be exercised with prudence and with wisdom. And the basic purport of this verse is to preserve the family setup. So therefore, these directives have been given to preserve and conserve the family setup. If a person thinks that exercising any of these three rights, particularly the third one, in which a person has been given the authority or a husband has been given the authority to punish his wife, if this step is going to prove counterproductive for the preservation of the family setup, then of course he has this option not to exercise it. So therefore it must be understood that all these steps which are given here, they have to be exercised while regarding prudence, while exercising prudence as well as giving due regard to the circumstances and the society in which a person is living in. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ